The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Abramchik, Poisek at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel. In today's shiur, we will discuss the halacha of opening a shlak on sukkahs when water falls onto grass that's next to the sukkah. The Gemara on Amud Beis, discussing the Mishnah from Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, the Mishnah had mentioned, Ayshahayu anovov, merubois, me'olov, posel. And if you were memayat, then it's kosher, but ve'im memayat and v'yontif. We're not allowed to be memayat, anovov, v'yontif. And the Gemara by us, Amud Amud Beis, Amud Gimel Amud Beis, explains, Ebraisa, the same thing, ve'im memayat and v'yontif, Meshem Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon, Amr, memayat. And you are allowed to be memayat. So the Gemara asks, and here's where the Gemara indicates to us, what's the iser of being memayat, anovim, in Yom Tov? V'hakamasakein mona, you're making a kli. Creating a kli, taking kli is a malacha. We'll soon discuss if it's a malacha d'araisa or d'rabbanon. V'hakamasakein mona v'Yom Tov. Amar Rav Ashi, k'kon shalikton l'achila. So Rav Ashi explains that the reason Rav Elezer Rav Shimon says you're allowed to take off the anovim is because he didn't take it off in order to make the hishana roi for use on sukkahs. But rather, you picked it l'achila. Rav Elezer Rav Shimon sover like avua. Rav Elezer Rav Shimon holds like Rav Shimon. The Omar, dover she'ina miskaven mutter, he says the dover she'ina miskaven is mutter. And the Gemara asks, Abaye v'rova, the amri tavayu moide Rav Shimon v'psik reishet. That means that Rav Shimon is a famous halacha from Abaye v'rova. But although Rav Shimon holds that if I do a malacha on Shabbos, and I do not intend to do that malacha, it happens by way agaf, while I'm doing what I'm doing, but if it is intrinsically connected, it has to happen from my malacha, such as here, where when I take the anovim off to eat it, it's for sure making yahishana, so Rav Shimon is moided at its aser. So why would Rav Elezer Rav Shimon say it's okay? So the Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskinon the isla yahishana achriti, that we're talking about here that you have another hashana. What does that mean? What's the answer that I have another Hashana? So Rashi here, the Ramaskal Tzricha, explains that since I don't need this Hashana, it's not called a taking kli. The taking kli of the Hashana is only a taking kli when I need it. If I don't need it, it's not called a taking kli. So it's not a malacha at all, and it has nothing to do with the sugya of Davar She'ena Miskaven. It is no longer a malacha at all. Tosfos, the end of the Ramaskal Moedah of Shimon, says that v'chein ha d'mashani hocha d'isla yashana yisera, that the Gemara answers you have another hashana, is not because then it's not a malacha, it's still a malacha, but then it's called a malacha she'ein atzrich l'gufa. A malacha she'ein atzrich l'gufa means that I intend to do the malacha. We'll explain it a little bit better in a minute. I intend to do the malacha, but I don't want the purpose of the malacha. And Tosfos explains, even according to Rav Shimon, and then Tosfos adds that in Perek Kamed Ksubis on Davov, Tosfos is Marach. So just to explain before we go more into this Teretz of Tosfos, just a very quick explanation of Davar She'ena Miskaven, Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, quotes Rabbeinu Avrom ben Arambam, that explains that Dover She'ena Miskaven, he has no kavana klal for the malacha. He has no intention to do the malacha. And the Tehillah David in Siman Reish Ayin Ches explains what it means, he has no intention to do the malacha. It means he has no intention to do this shame malacha. For instance, in our case, where the malacha is called Tikkun Kli, it's fixing a keli, preparing something for usage. So if he has no kavana to fix a keli, that's called he didn't have kavana for this shame malacha. And that's called the Dover She'ena Miskaven. He does not intend to do the malacha that we are referring to. Dover She'ena Miskaven is a machlekes of Shimon and Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, it's aser. According to Rav Shimon, it's mutter. One is may do it l'katchila, as long as it's not a psik reisha, which we will discuss shortly. A malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa, continues the Kesef Mishnah, he has intention to do the malacha, the shame malacha. For instance, somebody digs a ditch and only needs the dirt from the ditch. He doesn't need the ditch. So the malacha called digging is what he plans on doing. He does it and he does what he plans on doing. But since the normal usage, the ikar usage of a bar, is to have the ditch itself, that's the ikar tachlis of such chafira, when his tachlis and his purpose is the dirt, it's called a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. He doesn't need the main purpose. And there, according to Rav Yehuda, it's chayiv on Shabbos. He would have to bring a carbon chatos if he did it b'shogeg. And according to Rav Shimon, it is potter. He does not have to bring a carbon. However, it is still aser. So Tosfos adds here that when we do the tikkun of the keli, Tosfos calls it a melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. And even though it should be aser, Tosfos says it's shari mishum mitzvah. Tosfos' shita here is that any time there is a psigresha, even if I don't want the purpose, even though I wasn't really machaven for tikkun mana, but any time behechrich, it forcefully has to come, it gets the title. The only thing that I could be matter, the only reason I could allow it is because it's called melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa and it's makom mitzvah. Psigresha, when one melacha intrinsically brings on another melacha, so in Kovitz Yurim, Rav Elchanan explains that there could be two understandings of why psigresha makes a davar she'ein miskaven into a problem. He explains either because since I know that the first action automatically causes the second action, it's as if I'm intending to do the second action. So here, when I'm pulling off the grape, since I know that automatically it will make a tikkun mana, it's as if I had in mind to make a tikkun mana. Or the other explanation Rav Elchanan offers is that really it's not like I had in mind for tikkun mana. I don't say that I was thinking so deeply, but rather, since taking off this grape to eat and making the Hashanah worthy to be used on Sukkot is connected by a psikresha intrinsically, so if I have kavana, if I had an intention to do the first action, that's good enough. I don't need intention for the second action because it's one action. Either way, Tosfos refers us to the Tosfos and Ksubis, and there Tosfos and Ksubis quotes Shitas Rabbein Rav Nosson Bal Ha'aruch that says that the famous klal we have here in our Gemara from Abaye Verova that a psikresha is a problem is only by a psikresha that I am happy with the result. But so if I'm picking off the grapes to eat them and I need the Haishana, so after I pick off the grapes I am happy with the result, that's called a psikresha that Abaye Verova say that according to Rav Shimon is a problem. However, when the Gemara answers that I have another Hashana, so far we had two pshat, and we had Rashi that says if I have another Hashana, it's not called a Malacha at all. We had Tosfos that said it's called a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. And the Aruch that's quoted in Tosfos in Ksubis says that when I have another Hashana and I take off the grape, it's called a Psikresha Deloy Nichalei. I have no benefit from this psikresha, and if I have no benefit of psikresha, that I have no benefit is mutter. Tosfos and Ksubis there disagrees with the Aruch, and Tosfos and Ksubis disagrees with Tosfos here. There's two understandings on how to argue with the Aruch. Tosfos here seems to say that I don't get the rule of davar she'ein miskaven at all by lo nichalei. And the only heter is a new heter called Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. However, Tosfos in Ksubis agrees with the Aruch that it's called Eina Misgaven, but would still be Aser anyway, Midrabon. The difference between Tosfos here and Tosfos there, whether or not it's called Eina Misgaven, is not such a difference to our understanding of our Gemara, it's a difference in other Isurim in the Torah, for instance. The Mishnah says in Klayim that people that are selling Klayim are allowed to hold the Klayim on top of their shoulders to sell it. And he's not misgavin to get warm from the Klayim. And the Gemara mentions in Machlokes of Shimon or Yehuda. So in that halacha, if there would be a psigresha that I don't care for, would it be mutter or not? Because the heter of Dover She'enu Miskaven is only, there's two heterim of Dover She'enu Miskaven. There's a heter of Dover She'enu Miskaven in all of the Torah, not just Hilchas Shabbos. And there's a special heter in Shabbos because of Melechus Machsheves. So according to choices by us, that calls up Segresha, the Leinich Aleim, Melecha She'en Tzrich Legufa. Melecha She'en Tzrich Legufa has nothing to do with the rest of the Torah, only with Shabbos. However, according to choices and Ksubas that agrees that it's a Dover She'enu Miskaven, so they would agree that it's only also b'derabonan in kol ha'torah kula v'ayif segreshi v'lay nichalei. The Rashba, the Rosh and Perek Yidal and Shabbos, Semites, the Ran and Shabbos Af Kofiud, Amid Beis, all say that by other Yisurim it's also in ha'torah, which would be like Tosis here. And Tosis in Ksubis, as well as Tosis in Shabbos Af Memalev, quotes both views, would hold that it's not Osir Minatoyer Basharisir. Getting back to our sugya of Hashanah, a regular, without going to Kol HaTorah Kula, just sticking to Shabbos, the reality is that the sugya of Sekresh HaKalei Nichalei and the Oroch is a sugya that pans out in many areas in El Shabbos and Halacha. We're not going to cover all the areas, we're just going to focus on a few shailas. Rav the Rishonim disagree with the Oroch Lahalacha to say that a Psikresha Dolei Nichalei is mutter on Shabbos. And Rav HaPoiskim agreed, Lachumra, the Machaber, quotes both Shitas in Simen Shin Chof and Archaim, Sif Yud Ches. Nonetheless, we do find several scenarios in which we could be make on a Psikresha Dolei Nichalei. Toises in Shabbos, Kuv Gimel Amid Aleph, talks about our Gemara, and adds that the ticking kli in our Gemara is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Gimel says that when you only have an Issa D'Rabbanan, if you only have an Issa D'Rabbanan, and it is B'mokka Mitzvah, because you want to use the Hishana, it would be okay to use a Psikresha D'Loi Nichalei. It would be okay to be Soimach on a Psikresha D'Loi Nichalei by an Issa D'Rabbanan of the Tzorech Mitzvah. I've heard from many Mayuhayra that they make it even more like Tosfos in our Gemara. Tosfos here does not add the condition that taking off the Anavav from the Arava is only Derabbanan. The Pashtos of our Gemara that says Tikkun Mona would sound like it's Tikkun Mona Dereisa. And even by Tikkun Mona Dereisa, by Psegresha D'Loi Nichalei, they would be make it B'moka Mitzvah. This Tosfos is quoted by the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Resh Mem Vav, which is mentioned in the Mishneh Berurah, without adding the extra condition of Tosfos in Daf Kuf Gimel that it's only Issa D'Rabbanan. Now, either way, Psegresha D'Loi Nichalei on Shabbos will never be also Midaraisa. So when we're dealing with this Shaila, we're dealing with a Shaila D'Rabbanan. So some place can we make it, even when the Malacha is Daraisa. But since it's a Psegresha D'Loi Nichalei, it now is only Osir Midrabbanan L'Tzorech Mitzvah. And some will say only if it's a Isser, if the Malacha is a Malacha D'Rabbanan, then with the Psegresha D'Loi Nichalei B'Moka Mitzvah, we can use it. What I'd like to point out is if somebody has a sukkah, and they have a shlak on their sukkah, and when they open their shlak, the rainwater falls out onto the grass next to the sukkah. So are you allowed to open the shlak and have the water fall out onto the grass? The water falling out to the grass is not what your intention is to do. Your intention is to open the shlak. So it's a Dover She'enu Miskaven. So could we discuss the fact that perhaps it's a psikresha for the water to fall onto the grass? In Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Shin Lamed Vav Sif Gimel, Mechaber mentions Mutar Leilech Al Gabi Asovim, you're allowed to walk on Asovim. It doesn't make a difference if they're fresh, they're dried out, because you have no intention to rip out the grass, and it's not for sure that the grass will rip out. However, the Machaber adds, Ha'uchlam Beginois, people that eat in the gardens, they're not allowed to wash their hands on the grass, because by washing their hands over the grass, Mashkim Oisam, they're watering the grass, Avo Pisha'inam Mechavnim, even though they have no intention to wash the grass, their intention is to wash their hands, which is not a malacha, Psigresha, it's for sure that the water will fall on the grass, and the grass will get watered. Rav Nissim Karelitz, in Chutzani, Chelek Aleph, Perek Yud, Sifkot and Dalit, says that if rain already came into this garden, then you'd be allowed to wash your hands, you'd be allowed to put water there, if you're not mechaven to water the grass, in a way that it's not a psik resha, that it would help the karka, that it would help the things growing on the karka. What he means is that there's a shita in the Irei Masholim, Siman Resha in Dalit, that says you're allowed to water grass in the winter. In the winter in Eretz Yisrael is when it means the rains, and B'moyt HaKshamim, the rain season, because the water doesn't help the grass at all, doesn't help the things to grow, because there's plenty of water underground. But Rav Nissim adds that you have to be sure that this water won't help the grass and the things growing. So if it just rained, or during the rain, as the rain is stopping, you're opening your shlach and more water is pouring on the grass, then l'chayra, if it rained heavily, one can hear that the water is not going to help the grass. However, if we have a scenario where it rained at night and it stopped raining towards the beginning of the night, and then in the morning the sun's shining bright and everything dries up, and now he comes home from shul and he's ready to have a Sudas Yom Tov and he wants to open his shlach, there are such scenarios where it's a possibility that the water would benefit the grass growing. So is there any way to be matter if it is going to benefit the grass from growing? So we can discuss two scenarios of grass. We can discuss grass that is his grass, and that he wants the grass to be green, in which case the psik resha is a psik resha denichalei. That case, I don't know of a heter, it could be there's other heterim, but if there's a psik resha denichalei, it can get much more complicated. But if the grass, either he doesn't care if this area of grass is seen by other people, or it's not seen by other people, he doesn't care if it's green, or it's not in his property. So the psik resha of the water falling onto the grass is a psik resha deloi nichalei. So if we would be soimach on the paiskim that we mentioned before, that learned toises in our sugya, kipshutai, that even by a malacha d'araisa, we could be matar psik resha deloi nichalei b'maka mitzvah, so it would be mutter to open the shlak even though the water is going to fall on the grass. If somebody wants to be machmer, or if they don't hold that the toises here is kipshutai because of the toises in Shabbos daf kukimel that learns that our Gemara is talking about a malacha d'rabbanon, so if they would put a tarp on the grass right where the shlach water falls off, or if it falls off onto cement and rolls onto the grass, that if it doesn't fall directly onto the grass, it's only a grumma. When he pours the water down to onto the tarp on the floor or onto the cement on the floor, it's only a grumma that the water gets onto the grass. A grumma would be only also mitrabbanon, and it would be a melacha derabbanon of psikreishu v'leinichalei v'moka mitzvah. For final rulings in the shayla, one should consult the Meir HaHaroah before Sukkos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.